Hello there, I'm Donovan Chiquez, and I'm your host for the Trooper Talk podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about Imperial Stormtrooper armor. We all know the Stormtroopers, which are the foot soldiers of the Galactic Empire. But do you really know all the different things about their armor that are kind of obscure? So, all of this information comes from the Star Wars book, The Imperial Handbook, just to let you know. So, we'll start with the black body glove. So this is essentially what they would wear underneath all of the armor, which would give them, you know, the black segmenting underneath their armor. It was flexible and provided insulation and cushioning for them, and it would regulate their body temperature. So if they were running, instead of them getting overheated, it would cool them down. If they're injured, it would act as a compression sleeve to stem bleeding. So it essentially compressed to stop it from bleeding and put pressure, and it can maintain cellular integrity in the event of a catastrophic reactor leak, so essentially it can keep them safe from some chemicals. Their leg armor. The lower right leg armor contains auxiliary power cells for all different kinds of things, including blaster. The lower left segment has a reinforced ridge to protect the joint when they're firing from a kneeling position. Usually, all stormtroopers favor their right side because of their training. So, the chest armor. It provides protection from shrapnel, projectiles, flames, and corrosives. So, essentially, it's very durable, although it may not be portrayed that way in the movies. It was actually pretty strong. It was made of plastoid. It would disperse hits from blasters so that the entire piece of armor would take the hit and not just one spot on it. And on the lower torso section, where you see all the buttons, those are controls to allow them to adjust the environmental regulation of the body glove and the armor. With their arm segments of their armor. So their forearm segments are developed to be able to block a vibroblade, so they were reinforced to be able to be stronger and intercept an attack from a vibroblade when they were fighting in close quarters. And if they wanted this certain modification, their gloves could deliver stun shocks on contact. So the helmet, this is the most complex part of them. So the helmet's made of the same plastoid, but it contains an inner layer of magnetic shielding to help them and protect them from outside dangers. It filters out chemical and biological contaminants in the helmet, and heat dispersal vents maintain a consistent temperature inside. It had polarized lenses, and they collect non-visual data for display on the helmet's holographic HUD visual. HUD, if you didn't know, means heads-up display, so essentially it's kind of what, when you watch Marvel movies, it's kind of what Iron Man has inside of his helmet. Lots of different buttons and visuals and all of that. The lenses would adjust for environmental conditions, so they would darken to prevent damage to the eyes from explosions. And they also had auditory sensors that can record and play back sounds that they would heard, that they have heard. And then they have a processed tone. If you've ever heard a stormtrooper talk, which you probably have if you're listening to this podcast, then you can tell that it's kind of filtered. They have a chin-mounted vocoder that allows them to amplify their voice, and that's why it sounds so filtered. They have threat targeting inside of their helmet for the HUD, so that it could highlight and show in more detail threats to the trooper, and it will only activate when worn by the helmet's designated trooper. So if anyone other than that trooper wore it, then they wouldn't be able to see the heads-up display. Now, they had a lot of stuff in their belt, but it included, just to name a couple, obviously a comm link so that they could stay in communication with their other troops, a grappling hook that had a winch so it could essentially pull them up or down, and then they had wrist binders, so handcuffs, and then they had a holster for their blaster. Now, I know this is about their armor, but we're going to talk about the blaster too. So the blaster was called the E-11, Blastech E-11. And most people would say their blasters are very bad, but they were fairly accurate. They did jam a lot, but they were fairly accurate, and they could have an extendable stock that could also be folded back underneath the barrel. Then the last part is that Stormtrooper officers, when not in duty, so when not on the front lines, would be wearing a tunic and boots like you see the naval officers on the Empire's Star Destroyers. But when in armor, an officer would have a pauldron designating their rank. For an officer, it'd be orange. Sometimes they would have a ammo pack on their left pauldron or shoulder armor, and then they would have a backpack that could filter out contaminants and keep them regulated sometimes. Sometimes a stormtrooper officer, such as in the 501st Legion, Vader's Fist, would be able to customize their armor, and in the Vader's Fist situation, it would be blue, as we see in The Force Unleashed. So that's really all that I have to say about stormtrooper armor. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and please listen again. Thanks.